The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Plant, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Dr. Maureen Hughes, PhD, owner of Total Harmony Integrated Wellness. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Excited to have you on. I had one of the best one-to-ones I've probably ever had with a human being with you. I found your story to be so incredibly fascinating, and I'm so excited for you to share it.
Well, I have to say the same thing about you as well. It's unique to meet a person who's willing to be so open about their healing journey.
Thank you. Yeah. So, okay. Let's start at the beginning. Talk about your background, your youth.
All right. So, I am not from St. Louis, Missouri. I was born in Hammond, Indiana, which is up near Gary, Chicago, that area. We're lovingly known as region rats. We're kind of a mix between that tough guy Chicago and, you know, the typical Indiana Hoosier, which nobody really knows what to do with. And several people who are actually living in St. Louis from Indiana can attest to the differences. But nonetheless, I grew up in a really polluted area because Northwest Indiana is known for steel mills and oil refineries. And I remember waking up, going outside, 6-7 years old, quarter inch of soot on our car from the refineries. So breathing in that particulate matter and having parents that smoked cigarettes inside the house because there wasn't as much research known about that, I had a lot of problems breathing. You know, I literally grew up afraid to breathe.
Wow.
And, but I couldn't go outside. I was allergic to nature. I was on allergy medicine from the time I was 5 years old until I finally had enough at 27. I'm like, I'm done with this. And the scariest thing was I had an allergist when I was around 21 years old. I was on some medications that had been FDA approved, but then had been pulled off the market. And he admitted to me, he's like, I am really, really surprised that your brain functions as well as it does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's terrifying.
It was. It was really scary.
That's scary. Yeah.
It was really scary. I mean, it didn't completely at that time. I didn't eliminate myself from the medical system immediately because I did have health insurance while I was at Washington University in St. Louis doing my grad work there in biology and biomedical sciences with an emphasis in immunology, of all things. And I had just these perpetual things that like were bothersome. Like I had acne and it was intractable. And I went to the clinic at WashU and they're like, oh, well, let's put you on Accutane.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar.
Yeah. So I went on Accutane 3 times. And going in for blood draws to make sure my liver was functioning well. And, you know, I have to admit that 3rd time I was on it, it was so frustrating because like my acne kept coming back. And that 3rd time I was on it, I was like, you know, experiencing some of those massive side effects like suicidal thoughts. And
right.
I'm like, you know, I was lucky enough to have someone in my life. It's like, just get off that med, you know. So yeah. There's been a series of indicators in my life that, you know, maybe there are other options besides, you know, using pharmaceuticals to help naturally treat and rebuild the body. And it's definitely a process and it takes time to heal. But it's been a very valuable experience.
And so what you've learned through that experience, though, is that the body can heal.
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's chronic pain or autoimmunity, you know, it does take a lot of work to help to reverse it. But there are ways to treat it naturally.
Absolutely. So, all right, let's talk about, you know, you said you were at Washington University studying immunology, mm-hmm. doing your grad work. Tell us a little bit more about that experience.
The experience in and of itself was harrowing, to say the least. Really didn't know what I was getting myself into. All I knew is that there was this driving force that I had to help humanity. I didn't know how that was going to manifest. I started doing research when I was at Loyola University in Chicago. And even though maybe personality-wise it didn't fit me, like there were just so many intriguing things about DNA and how it worked and how it can cause evolution in plants and in animals. And I learned about something called VDJ recombination in our T cells and B cells,
which is,
it's a process where genes actually jump together to create an immense amount of diversity and a repertoire of 10 to the 11th different possibilities so that the immune system can really detect anything specifically so that it can target a specific reaction against it.
Okay. And you went on to write a published paper about this, yes?
Seven.
Okay. Seven. All right. So, and that was based on, you had told me that was based on the work of a Nobel laureate from 2003, correct?
Well,
originally?
It was 1983, Susumu Tanigawa got the Nobel Prize for the immune system. And then 1984, a woman won the Nobel Prize, Barb McClintock. I might have the years off just a little bit, but and to see a woman having won a Nobel Prize for the unique idea of that genes or mobile genetic elements are present in plants. I mean, they're present in animals, they're present in pigs. Usually they're called retroviruses. Retroviruses.
I've heard the term. So for people that are listening and going, okay, retrovirus, what?
HIV is a retrovirus.
Yeah. Good example. Yeah. Okay. So you worked in laboratories, right?
I did
a lot of research.
I did. I started in 1995. My professor didn't want to let me start working in the lab until I was a sophomore. Plus, I started school a little bit young because I was moved ahead a grade. But Howard Layton forced me. He didn't force me, but he offered to let me take the graduate level class he was teaching called Molecular Genetics. And I just soaked it all up. I loved it so much. And he's like, okay, you can work in the lab now. So I worked in his lab for 3 years. And then I also worked in a second lab in the chemistry department working on DNA adducts in children with birth defects and looking at a specific change in the DNA that caused cancer.
Okay. So moving forward, another part of the story that you had told me was that during that time you were teaching yoga.
In graduate school, I started teaching yoga in 2002. And that started out of the physical therapy that I needed to do because I started doing Aikido, which is a Japanese martial art. It's a modern martial art. I started that in 1999. I did that for about 2.5 years. I wasn't listening to my body signals that I was in pain because, you know, sometimes compulsion and obsession is a part of illness, but it can be used in a beneficial way or it can be used in a detrimental way or manifest in a detrimental way. So started doing Aikido, ended up injured, ended up in physical therapy. You know, they suggested I do yoga, and then just one thing after another because it's slower, it's more controlled, it's deliberate, it's mindful. And honestly, when you get thrown around in the dojo and you're doing Aikido, there's not really much you can control. You know, bad things can happen.
Right. So you're doing yoga, you're studying hardcore science,
yeah,
right?
Hardcore science, right?
And then jumping forward, you took a trip to India. I might be jumping too forward too much, but it's interesting how, you know, you were in this hardcore sciences field and then you started getting interested in more of a traditional healing modalities and energy work and things like, you know what I mean?
It started with learning about Ayurveda, which was a word that was introduced to me while I was in my yoga teacher training. And I started looking it up and doing research, and I wanted to go to a place where they had both traditional Ayurvedic, they call it Panchakarma, And they also had Iyengar-based yoga, which is a slow, deliberate, scientific form of yoga. And this place was the one, and that was in 2003. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could do this. I don't have any money. I'm a poor graduate student. And then years later, when I could afford it, I ended up taking the plunge and going to India.
Okay. And so the in-between there to get to be able to afford it was working in
biotechnology sales. Mm-hmm. So I worked for when I went the first time in 2010, I had worked for a company called Clone Tech, which is owned by Takara. And Takara is a very old sake company that has a biologics and biosciences section. And then Clone Tech got purchased by Takara right about the time that I started working there. And it was a great opportunity to learn how to be in business.
Absolutely. I would imagine so. Wow. Okay. So, by the way, a sake company that has... I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll have to look that up. So, all right, moving on. So you went to India. When you took that first trip to India, we've just got a couple minutes before we go to break, mm-hmm. but what were some of your first impressions and some of the things that struck you most about that experience?
Well, about India, my intention was to get myself cleaned out. I had this feeling for a long time that just toxins on a lot of levels, you know, the way that I was interacting with myself, interacting with people, interacting with the environment, where I was raised, you know, all of the drugs that I had taken through that point in my life, I felt like I needed to get cleaned out. And India is, well, to describe it, as one of my Indian friends from Delhi said, it is an assault to the senses. But where I went in India was an incredibly peaceful place called Care Center, K-A-R-E. So it was a Kerala-based Ayurveda and research institute. I met some incredible people while I was there, ate some really good food, and went through Panchakarma, which is a very interesting experience.
Oh, I am dying to ask you these questions that I have, but we are so close to a break. I'm actually going to go to break a little bit early. Okay. And stick around. We will be back with Dr. Maureen Hughes of Total Harmony Integrative Wellness. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. And we are back with Dr. Maureen Hughes, PhD, owner of Total Harmony Integrated Wellness. And before the break, we were talking about your first trip to India and Panchakarma.
Yes, yes. I should mention why I went to India.
Do.
Okay. So I had priced out some places in the United States to go and do what I wanted to do, which at that time was like a 27-day experience. And it was going to cost somewhere around $33,000 to do it in the United States.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Okay. And I think for people who want an authentic experience, at the time when I went in 2010, with the plane ticket, it cost me around $5,300. And I ended up staying there for 40 days. It was my 40 days in the desert.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, plus, you know, if you're going to do Ayurveda, why not go to where Ayurveda originated?
Of course.
I mean, amazing.
It was amazing. It was mind-boggling. After they finished treating me over the first 24 days, which included 2 yogas a day, so active morning yoga and very relaxing afternoon yoga, 3.5 all-natural, nut-free, dairy-free meals per day. Wheat was included, but as we know, the wheat is a little different in India than it is here in the United States. Daily oil massage, which is called Abhyangam, and then steam, Svedana, which is a process to help start moving the toxins in the body, because they believe in toxins. I believe in toxins too.
That's a thing.
It is a thing, yeah. You know? It's a battle that I fight within the massage therapy industry, but nonetheless. Right. Then they put me through a process of drinking ghee. So I drank the ghee.
So ghee, a clarified form of butter where the protein's removed.
Yes. And it is also slightly fermented with some curd. And that's actually what makes it the ghee and gives it the property of being light instead of being heavy. So I'm drinking this medicated ghee and it was horrible. And then they rest you for 2 days. They check your pulse and make sure that things are starting to move and they note whether it's sluggish. That's all the information they gave me. And then 2 days, you're kind of like trying to eat some food, but you're still not feeling very good. And then they do a process called Verechin, where they give you some herbal medications. And then all the toxins that have been floating around in your body exit through the digestive system.
Just come on out.
Yeah, okay. Come on out. So all right. It's basically like having the flu for 8 hours.
I was gonna say, you feel really terrible and then you feel really amazing.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, you feel pretty weak after all of the elimination happens, but then you wake up the next day and it's like, oh, give me some food. But all they give you is rice water.
Oh, wow. I mean, you had me at oil massage, twice at yoga. Some of these other things are sounding good, but I got to tell you, Maureen, we took a hard left. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but you know, it's all part of the process, right? And giving the gut a break and giving the body a break to be able to process these things out without that additional tax that food and other things that we intake through the digestive system put on the body.
Exactly. So what they say, it's about rebuilding the Agni or the digestive fire. Right. And so you get 1 day of rice water, 3 meals, you get some lentil soupy stuff with like one little green thing in it
which by that point you're like amazing, so
yeah,
good.
I know, it tastes so good. And then you can eat as much as you want, but really you don't want to eat very much.
Sure.
And then the third day you get khichdi, and then they break you on some fruit in the morning, and then you start adding normal Ayurvedic sattvic food back to your diet. So no heavy spices. It's all very peaceful, calm food. And sattva is the term for like the best of well-being that you can have, most peaceful, balanced mind, the food that feeds that way of being.
Very cool. So you did this not once, but what, 3 times?
I've done it 3 times now.
Yeah.
I think I'm done, but
I think she's good now. Okay. All right. But what's great is, so through that process, you fell in love with these modalities, right?
Absolutely. The first time I was there, because I went through my treatment, and after 24 days, they're like, okay, we can't really do anything more to you right now. Your body needs to rest, but we're going to teach you everything that you need to know. So I did a 40-hour certificate program while I was there as well. And this was for Ayurvedic dietary consultation. And then they taught me a lot of massage. So using the podi, so it's like these herbed medicine balls. So there are things to do to alleviate like rheumatoid arthritis, which have rice in them and they use milk and you rub it all over. I didn't have rheumatoid arthritis, but they did it to me anyway. I got so cold. It was so strange how warm rice and milk can make you cold when it's rubbed on your body. And they did maybe 12 other things and showed me and had me practice them. And they're like, okay, take this to the United States and do this. And I'm like, I'm not qualified to do this in the United States.
Like, hold on. I studied for a long time for my PhD. You guys just gave me a certificate. What's happening here? Right.
Well, I mean,
it's a change in thought.
I'd have to be a licensed massage therapist in order to be certified to touch people in this way.
Therein lies the problem here. I see.
And
okay.
So ultimately what ended up happening, I ended up back in the United States. I couch surfed for 6 months at a friend's house, and you know, because I couldn't get an apartment because I didn't have a job. And then I got a call from another biotech company to go and work there. I did that for 3 years. And then I was just, I'm done. This is not what I want to do. I feel out of integrity. I really need to be in health and wellness. And I went back to India to get myself realigned.
See, now a lot of people would say, if you're working in biotech, so biotechnology, medical arena, right?
Mostly medical, but some agro.
Okay. Gotcha. But you know, a lot of people would consider that being in the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at a higher level, in the sense that like I wasn't directly interacting with patients per se, which is really what I love doing now, but interacting with the scientists to basically make their research life easier, more accurate, You know, it was selling a product.
Right, right. So, and selling that product or whatever it was that you were selling, the device or the medicine or the whatever, like mm-hmm. you really had adopted a different view of what health and wellness should look like and what a model could look like by this time, I'm guessing.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And it's not to say that the work that I did in the industry didn't help further the industry.
Sure.
I ended up working with an amazing professor named Luigi Fontana, who lives in Italy now, or Australia. Who knows where he is now, but he's amazing. Look him up. He's the one who came up with the diet where you only consume like 600 calories a day, the severe calorie restriction diet to reverse autoimmune,
yeah,
and get people back into normal non-inflammatory gene expression. I think he's kind of modified it now to make it more reasonable for people. But he definitely practices what he preaches. And I remember one of our first conversations about yoga years ago when we worked in the same building. I was on the first floor and he was on the second floor. He was a postdoc at the time, but he's amazing. Yeah. Luigi Fontana.
So some awesome experiences there. And then now you are Total Harmony Integrated Wellness, right? Flashing forward. So tell us about your business and the things that you do.
Yeah, thanks. So Total Harmony Integrated Wellness came into being in 2015. And that is when I became a practitioner of Soma Veda, traditional and indigenous therapies. What does that mean? So I specifically practice a discipline from Thailand, which has a lineage of almost 1,000 years, grandmaster to grandmaster to grandmaster, from Wat Po. So my teacher is a master in the 36th generation. And I've been lucky enough to learn from him. I loved it so much that I decided to do the teacher training program. I completed that in March of 2016. And so I've been running classes since then. And, you know, one of my biggest goals is just to find people who enjoyed wanting to help others. You know, it's systematic, it's fun. You know, when it comes down to helping others, you can do it in a hands-on way. You can do it through talk support. You can do it through nutritional consultation. That's really what Soma Veda is all about. It's well-rounded and helps people on all levels, mind, body, spirit. It's really the embodiment of yoga and love and compassion and a lot of the other Buddhist tenets.
I love that. And I went to one of your, so tell everyone about the workshops that you hold.
Yeah, I do several workshops, one on Ayurveda, which I need to schedule another one soon, but it's called Taste of Thai Yoga, and it is a demonstration of the first session that I offer with most of my clients who are interested in my program. It's known as the Level 1 General Assessment, and it ends up being a 35 to 50 minute session hands-on. And what it does is it's like an introduction to a person's body. And then it's that client's introduction to the touch that they're receiving. The coolest thing about it is that it can be done anywhere and it's done fully clothed. And so people don't have to go home and take a shower because they're all oily and messy right after their massage. They just wake up from the treatment that they got and they take a big stretch and a big breath and it's like, oh man, I feel really good, you know? I'm just gonna go on with my day or I'm gonna go home and take a nap.
Honestly, watching the demo, I've never seen people look so relaxed.
Just watching
in moments of time, like really the people that you were demonstrating on were just like, oh, like they were so relieved and relaxed. And I could tell how it really got the energy moving through the body along the sen lines, right? Which is similar to meridians.
Yes. The sen energy lines are the simplest way to think of meridians. Instead of 100,000 of them, there are only 10. So
that makes it a little easier to digest now, doesn't it?
It makes this medicine more accessible to people who want to practice it. People can remember a phone number, you know, it's 10 digits, you know, people can remember 10 lines. You get much more than that and people start getting a little confused. And that includes me too. So,
yeah. And you do actually teach these practices to future practitioners now as well.
I do. Yeah. And anybody can take my class and anyone can get certified, you know, anyone that has a healing heart that wants to try something different and practice a form of exercise, because I exercise when I work on my clients. It is as beneficial for me as it is for my clients, honestly, if not a little more beneficial, because it's meditative. It's a form of moving meditation. If you know who Thich Thot Nhan is, walking meditation, like this is doing your meditation while helping someone else meditate and be stretched and moved around in ways that they never imagined that they could.
Truth. I watched. It's amazing.
I know. I had you upside down.
You did. She literally had me upside down. I was like, how is this even happening right now? It was amazing. Well, I want to thank you for being here today, Dr. Maureen Hughes, PhD of Total Harmony Integrated Wellness. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
I am located at Medici Media Space at 2055 Walton Road. My phone number is 314-325-9247, or you can reach me at maureen@totalharmony.com, www.totalharmony.com. And if you want to learn the classes, type in Learn Soma Veda Thai Yoga.
Awesome. This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information about me or my health coaching services, please find me online at amandalaplante.com or Facebook at Get Real to Heal. You can listen to this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal at soundcloud.com/Get Real to Heal. And feel free to reach out to me for a free 30-minute consultation anytime at 314-583-6749. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.